messenger of a Homeric epic for you. So a little bit early for the festive poetry, but this is a poem that I wrote for a magazine whose theme was kind of winter stuff. So I apologize, I know it's only October, but here we go. It's called Rocks. I found a lump of ice in my stocking once, not even cold. Couldn't heat the fireplace. It sogged at the bottom of my sock until it was pulled out. Family watched the yellow lights splinter, prismed. Then I was tasked to crack the clear pelt, my tips turning the color of cold, my palms raw. The cracks gouged into the dermis of the ice, spreading, until I could pull the lump apart. I could pull the lump apart into chunks, into rough cubes, into seven rough cubes, seven. A piece for every brandy, which Father drank while we waited for the ice to melt. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shane. Next up is Matthew Moyne.
Two really short ones.
It's called Dad. Something was missing that day of bundled genesis and screaming first breaths. In later life, when it reared its grated soul, I stared upon it with all the wonderment of hazy, infantile days and saw something human. Disappearing, reappearing, cutting with each temporary mirage. Now it's here to stay, and I give it all to old fools worth nothing, and nothing to an old fool is worth it all. And, the other one is just that I've had writer's block for a while, so I wrote this about it. Vulture's circle as the wordsmith tumbles through the murky waters of his dreams. Words evade him as lungs scream out against the darkness. There are syllables in his veins, lost phrases burning for a catalyst. A pulsing pen stagnates as ink no longer circulates. The seabed relieves many a weathered intellect. Muscles relax and accept their fate. No more structure, no more form, just a final piece, masterpiece, for a writer's soul that's worn. Thank you, Matthew. You have your writer's block. Huh? Never a welcome sight. Next up we have Alex Defoni.
A blunt morning made of orange clouds, try to turn you away from your dearest endeavors. But you forgot the city lights, the senseless life would truck you down in the British Isles. You forgot, you packed your lies, you packed your fears when you flew over the Irish sky. You forgot the rain of power over your sorry face, making a mess of the path you picked for yourself. You forget it's a new morning. You don't start anew, you start afresh. Soon you forget where you truly came. Soon you forget to be happy about yourself. Soon you forget to fight those thoughts you're hitting yourself with. But you won't forget the skies of Ireland always wash them away. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex. Sean Bent.
Hey guys, just before I start, on Friday there is a remembrance night for Owen Murray, who used to come here, who died recently. It's a night of music and poetry dedicated to him. If you've any interest in maybe saying a poem for Owen at that night, please just say it to me afterwards and we can talk about getting on the list. This is a poem called Advertisement. I wrote it ages ago when I went through a period of writing ads on the internet, and I was originally looking for, I wanted to kind of rap or sing for a band, and I was looking for band members. I didn't actually put this online, but the idea was to make the ad a poem, but this is what it was going to be. I love words, the way they sound, the way they work together. When they bounce in rounds, in feats of exposition, on missions of love, laughter, and common good, camaraderie, or fighting for what is not what should be. A word to a beat in a bar in a mind is a burst of life overgrowing scars with time. Or a warm cheek's kindness on nights of laughter scattered through lines of stacking chapters. So let me bleed my heart into unawful rhymes to greet your guitar so they may walk in time to devise ideas fit to be brought outside to provide a spectacle to the thrill of screaming nights. Thank you.
Now that's what I call an advertisement. Michelle Delay.
Seek not your thrills. Seek not your thrills from the hairline views on tall pedestals. See the craftsmanship of the sand that sands your weight instead, and the ground it gives it to so well. Seek not your thrills in the spillage of the currency that earns you, daily clocking out to empty your pockets to another's, anonymously, cluttered with shit you don't need, and we never did, and oblivious to this, you listless mess, a pants you never loop a belt through is heavy enough now to need it. One whose pockets knew you'd hollowly follow under the pretense of selfishness, we achieved this selfless task, letting kicks cook banquets. But it's okay, we're served, but we're spoiling ourselves too. Seek not your thrills in the image of yourself tainted with paint impure. In the objectification of the glorious system that is your body, the human form never ceases to amaze me. I fainted and fall apart, my facial tissue did. My right eye swollen blind unfolded me to see that soon I'll have a new pair of lips to kiss you with. An evolutionary gift with two spoons on the plate. It's funny. The most reliable and expected things can often be the most beautifully surprising. Every time the seasons change, we know it will. A calendar in every household can tell us, but no, the delight a tree brings when it changes dress cannot be printed or promised. Maybe it stands against a generation so fickle and loose with their word and truths that on some level we can't even really allow ourselves to rest assured the sun will rise. I mean, she's called each day at dawn for eternity, but still I'll wait by the phone till my full stops shrink. And I'm drowned in sunrise colors or ancestors' praise, and I'm drowned sometimes in being alone. Seek not your thrills from thoughts that find you when you're idle. Find with urgency a mindscape of beauty and pursue what you are built to. Imagine, if you want to, as often as you can do, you're the blood-red moon. You're the clouds that disperse and engulf our earth, watched by many wondering eyes of powerful youthful minds, or not watched at all, in darkness, thinking, and motion as you move through the night. And I am all these things, and you are all these things, but I will meet you and you me, and I will tell you my title, a word conceived long before I came to be. It will summarize me somewhat successfully. So what are you drinking? The next thing that's PC to ask me, you're interested, resting on a counter, elbow height with puddles, on a leg draped in front of the other like the early stages of a necktie, standing on the long edge of your window shop shoes, squeezing a lime wedge into Hendrix, rifts in your ribcage, drone out. The bar is a cue of other versions of you. And the most expression their week fits in is what they're drinking, tended to by tatty shoes. How many cubes of ice in your whiskey, sir? And love, was that 2 or 3 Jager bombs you asked me for? And I'd like to ask her things she's never been asked before. And I'd like to drown out the music that honestly hurts to listen to. To use the room and fill the silence with the silence words and thoughts of the youth. But for now, what's drowned will swim, and what's downed will be sipped. Seek not your thrills in anything, but with which we are equipped.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Michelle. Next, we have Bernadette McCarthy.
Somehow lost the poem I brought with me, so I pulled another kind of joke poem I wrote today with my handbag. It's called "I Am a Water Meter." I am a stopcock on the dial that tick-tocks the drip-drop of your lives. If you find my catacomb, you'll stick thick fingers in and sabotage me, and the guards can do nothing, nothing. The tap spurts me on from one wash to the next. Immersions fill as showers flow. I flush warm as copper, steel cold. I am sensitive as a razor. The system works, but my battery must run out. We all grow old.
It takes a brave human being to say I am a water meter in this corridor. Thanks, Bernadette. Next we have Charles Clark.
I came across this little poem in a book by Alan Barres, I've ever heard of him, a well-known critic, poet, poker player, etc. Proofs, and it's not by him, it's by Tadeusz Mazurewicz. Proofs, death will not correct a single line of verse. She is no proofreader. She is no sympathetic lady editor. Bad metaphor is immortal. A shoddy poet who has died is a shoddy dead poet. A boor bores after death. A fool keeps up his foolish chatter from beyond the grave.
You Charles, you are no shoddy poet yourself, I would say, if I say. Rosalind Bloom.
Of course, I am all about drum these days. Sorry, I just have time for this on my other side. And I'm going to be doing one of the pieces that I will not be doing at the book launch. So here we go. This one here is quite curious because it speaks about the you in third person. Wunder, du steht, und ich, ich winge, raumlos, zeitlos, weglos. Du steht, und Rasen bäret mich, ich bär mich selber. Du band die Zeit, du bogt der Kreis, du seelt der Geist, du blickt der Blick, du kreist die Welt, die Welt, die Welt. Ich kreis das All und du stehst, das Wunder. Wonder. You stands, and I wing, spaceless, timeless, poiseless. You stands, and whirling bears me, I bear myself. You charms the time, you arcs the sphere. You souls the mind, you blinks the eye, you orbs the world, the world. I orbit space, and you stand the wonder.
Thanks, Ros. And just again, the launch of that book is on Thursday night, 8 p.m. in the library. And if you can't make Thursday night and you'd like a copy of the book, Roslyn has a few with her tonight, so do have a word with her before the end of the day. Right, we're about halfway through, so we're going well, but just a quick reminder to keep them kind of short, no more than 3 minutes. And next up is Patricia Walsh.
This is called Skin on Skin. They wrote me up the wrong way. This intermittent friction, hard graft, produced nothing save hard-worn tears. Woken up in the solid cold extension, I slowly realized things could be better, divorcing circumstance from comfort creatures. I'm not amused or inspired to catch structure of yours in my arms, embracing a lifestyle already broken. Of dying separations, procedures close to hand, never realize this could be the end. Waking up to hubris, a fashion condemned. Bloody finale, a pregnant conclusion, sends away your status. Declaration of convenience finish the task. You lie down beyond reproach, not seen again, until the Armageddon proves us right. Lying living in pockets too much to bother you. The current time for your desecration. And therapy, not above your station. Serving them right. Suburban whores. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Patricia. Next up is Michael Newman.
I hope I didn't say this poem before. This is about when love dies or something like that. I hope I didn't say it before. When love dies, no words suffice. When love dies, no words suffice. Language can never explain the real heart's matter. Realms of useless chatter. Talk circles the rings, never getting to the core of things. Words best left unsaid. In time, a light is shed.
Thanks, William. I do Realms of Youthful Chatter. I think I'll take that home with me tonight. Brian Crotty. No? Mary O'Connor.
Thanks
for the nudge.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great. Just three short haikus.
No long haikus.
Very funny.
That's an album right there.
What about a few medium haikus? Satin sheets of mist slip down to the forest floor, tossed out by the sun. Ribbed sand dying out still holds the imprint of lines, the sea's palimpsest. And two on this particular topic, this was my effort and then followed by Jerry Murphy's effort on the same subject. Dozens of fruit flies rise up from the maws of bins, spawn of Beelzebub. And Jerry, which he titled Fruit and Fiber, drunk on repellent, the fruit flies spiral downwards into my muesli.
I'm sure somebody here can invent a long form of the haiku. Put your mind to it. Will that keep you happy, Patrick? Jude O'Neill.
I can go last.
Say again?
I can go last.
Oh, you can go now?
Options. Oh, I'm going to sing a song, but I'm not so sure it fits the mood, the vibe that's happening right now.
change the mood.
Sure.
I'm already gone.
Go for it. Jump.
I am a poor, fairy stranger, while journeying through this world of war. But there's no sickness, sight, or danger in the bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there, no more to roam. I'm only going over home. I'm only going over home. I know my way.
Sorry.
I know dark clouds shall gather on me. I know my way. But beauteous fields lie just before me, where God redeems their vision's key. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I want to wear a crown of glory when I get home to that good land. I want to shout salvation's story in concert with the blood-washed sun. I'm going there to meet my Savior. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So God only knows why you were so shy about it. Here on the pod.
That voice, that speaks, belongs to the body of a man who's stage managing a show that's just been all over the country and back in Cork and for Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And we'd love to see you there. You really could. It's a good show.
It's the Granary, right?
It's in the Granary at 8 o'clock. Yeah. It's called In Light of Saltwings They Drew. I'm going to say a poem. It's called An Art House. I want you to take five. It can be five of whatever you like, but make it last a year. And I want you to have a good look around at what's going on here. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. I sweat in work and make no mistake. It's not the cigarette, it's the break. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. I want you to take five minutes to realize that you are still alive. That your heart beats. That there's movement in your feet. Time to allow that although your world is brief, it is also an outhouse.
Thank you.
Somebody whispered in my ear there was a show on the Granary this Thursday to Saturday from 8 p.m. Not sure what it's called, but it won the award on the list, just in case you missed it the first two times around. Thanks, Ciarán. Max, you going to do a piece for us before we... Do you want to do a piece?
I kind of forced myself to do things. I'm such a chicken always, but anyway. Look, I really loved going to try to learn about writing short stories, which I really haven't done. And Claire Keegan was very inspirational, so I'm going to talk to her. Claire Keegan was a fantastic character. We just sat and watched her for 4 days, and I try always to put everything into an A4 sheet at the end of it. If I can synopsize all her little golden nuggets. So it might sound a bit random, but anyway, it makes sense to me as you will. Okay. Just, she talked about how she grew up in Wicklow in the woods, and then she ended up going to Savannah and all these places. She observed all these influences, amazing. He's out gently from the quiet woods of Wicklow, shed the gash over seas of porcupine, shed the deadwood by the sand like it was circling Atlanta, to see the pealing southern bells with pretty chimes. See who he is, exerbic twists of cynical Savannah, ha ha ha, but all the ring the melodrama to your hands. Clinical precision applied temporal reason to excise a tiny slice of life pie. This slice of life pie must be slender. Footsteps fall one way, they cannot return to sender. And reluctantly begin to tell the story as a sin. Each sensory detail will seal the package in. Unimpeded words can fly, sing short syllables, sublime. In this body of clarity, keep verbiage too crisp and dry and right. Ah, there's passion in the aftermath, you know, from mail, missing cash. I knew that must be at your disposal, but tomorrow must be concealed. It's not shown highlight. Beware that gamey eye, it will cause havoc by desire. From the quiet winds of Wicklow, shed the gash over seas of porcupine, shed the deadwood by the stalactite before circling Atlanta, to seek a peeling sudden bells with pretty chimes. Squeeze a cervix, twist of cynical Savannah, but don't ring the melodrama through your hands. With clinical precision, apply temporal reason to excise a tiny life size of life pie. A recipe for clarity, for clarity, for clarity. That's it.